Over tacos, a group of parents and peer facilitators draw up a list of obstacles to going to college. First is money, then motivation, and teen pregnancy. Although they're talking about college, this is a group of parents of elementary school kids being taught the skills they need to be more involved.
Latinos were Corvallis' best-kept secret. They were here, but no one really knew or paid too much attention. Of course, the schools knew they were here.
Erlinda Gonzalez-Berry founded Casa Latinos Unidos, which gives a variety of kinds of support to parents in Corvallis. 14% of the students here are Latino. As with almost every other school district in Oregon, there is a gap between Latinos and whites when you look at test scores and graduation rates. One reason is absentee rates are higher among Latinos. Gonzalez-Berry says one reason for that is the kids may be called on by parents during school days to act as interpreters.
We've had examples where there's a family disturbance, domestic violence or something. They call the police, and they call the kids in to translate. That's just not right. So what I think we're trying to do is help the system understand that they can't use the children as the translators and as the go-betweens.
So Casa Latinos set up a program of volunteer translators. They also do weekly workshops with parents and developed an after-school homework program. It has made parents like Feliciana Torres feel more empowered. She has a 17-year-old son who is being steered toward a modified diploma, but she and her son didn't like the idea of a lesser document.
They told us, okay, there's the situation. It's a modified diploma or nothing. They use those words. It's something or nothing. So I feel so much pressure. Sometimes the system doesn't believe that Latinos can do it.
Torres turned to a civil rights group for help, and her son is now pursuing a regular diploma. Marcianne Cucci, the principal at Lincoln School, says there's been more parent participation, and the school encourages it.
Whenever we're able to create a place that's safe, that's inviting, that's welcoming, is always wonderful for our families. And so I believe that these workshops are effective.
John Taponia with the economics firm Eco Northwest studies the achievement gap.
First and foremost, I'd say that poverty is the driving factor.
Taponia says Latino students tend to be poor, and poorer students in Oregon are more likely to switch schools, more likely to have inexperienced or brand new teachers. Latino students learn at the same rate as white students, but start out about a year behind and often just don't catch up. Half are in English as a second language classes, and Taponia says some are left there too long.
Schools are given additional resources for every child that is assigned to ESL. And then loses those resources when the student graduates from that status. So there is a fiscal incentive to keep them in that status.
Taponia says increasingly, education achievement is being tied to what happens during the first few years of a child's life and the amount and complexity of their interactions with their parents.
Kids that are growing up in households that don't have an English-speaking parent, and now we've crossed 20% in Oregon in terms of kids under the age of 5 who are growing up with no English-speaking parent in the household, are going to have a disadvantage in that regard.
Erlinda Gonzalez-Berry talks about the soft racism of lowered expectations.
People believe that, well, Latino parents are so busy trying to make a living, and they work out in the fields, and they all have to work really hard to make a go of it here. They don't really care too much whether their students graduate from high school. Because what they want is their kids to be out working, getting a job, and helping the family survive. Of course, parents are saying, my gosh, I want my kid to get ahead, and I know that education's a way for my kid to get ahead.
After 4 years of programs and consciousness raising, Gonzalez-Berry knows that parent participation has increased. Meanwhile, both test scores and graduation rates have slipped for Latinos and whites statewide in recent years, while in Corvallis, they've edged up. Casa Latinos could be a reason why. In Corvallis, I'm Jacob Lewin for KLCC.